But at any rate, so when new laws were enacted, beginning in the late 60s, this meant that there was a need for a lot of professional archaeologists. And as I said, it started off with companies going to the universities that were in the area of the project and saying, could you do this for us? We'll contract with you. You know, we'll pay you X dollars if you'll do this segment of work, because we have to have it done or we can't do the project. So the universities, some of them developed a branch that did just that. And in those cases, a lot of those, if they were set up that way or chose to set them up themselves up that way, they're still doing it. But it also led to the development of private archaeological consulting firms. And so I would, and I'm hazarding a guess because I don't do that kind of work, but there's probably, again, this is a guess, okay, 5 times as many archaeologists now that are employed by private consulting firms than there are that work for the government or the various university systems. So, I mean, that's created a whole new... You can go out there and actually make a good living doing archaeology now, whereas you could before, but the opportunities, the number of opportunities were drastically less than they are now. I mean, before it was either government or university. Now you've got this whole other part of archaeology that's in the private sector, so to speak, and there's a lot more work for them than there is for the government or the universities.